Welcome to Daf Yomi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shkolim Daf Chof Gimel in the Oizvod tradition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Beis. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah Shema Yoni V'Yomru that a person should not go into the place where they do the Truma of the Shkolim in a way that it seems that he maybe stole money. So people will start to suspect him that if he becomes poor, maybe he got poor because he stole. If he became rich, maybe he became rich because he stole. Someone who has a lot of hair should not do truma because they're going to be chayish, going to suspect him that he put money into his hair. Tanya gives burim ayu mefasasim bakilkin. They would separate the hair of their beard so nobody could put the money in that hair. Tani medabrim ayu imoy mishosh shonichnas atshosh shuyoytze. They used to speak with him so he can't put the money into his mouth. Always spoke to him so his mouth was busy. Why did he speak to him? Just put water in his mouth, then he could put money there. You have to do a bracha when you do the truma of the matzah shekel. And all three in the Tanakh, matzanu shodom tzoich latzesi de'abiris, keder shu tzoich latzesi de'amokom. So a person needs to make himself clean in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in front of people as well. Meaning he has to make sure that he is clean in front of people the same way as in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You clean yourself in front of Hashem and in front of Israel. But if you mean Kel Elokim Hashem, Kel Elokim, who you dea, Israel, who yoda. So there, Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven said they didn't do anything wrong. Said HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that, Israel also knows it. You see, Israel needs to know as well. But Ksuvim Minayin, Shemaru Motzachem, Vesechel Toy, Bnei Elokim, Vodom. You have to find favor in front of Hashem and in front of a human being. Which pasuk is the clearest one? That's the source. The pasuk of the Torah. That's clear. It says you have to be clean in front of Hashem and in front of Am Yisrael. Gamliel used to come in. They had the shekel, the matzah shekel between their fingers. They put it right in front of the Torah, the one who's doing the Truma. The Torah took that money and put it into the Truma, which means the house of Gamliel wanted to make sure that their Machzis HaShekel was the one that became the Truma. Because there was a box full of money. Part of it, they did the Truma. That went to the Karbonis. The rest was Shirayim. They wanted to make sure their money was in the Truma. So when he was about to do the truma on the person, they went in and put the money, so that went straight into the hand of the person doing the truma. The one who does the truma, they make a hasik about it. They show it out. So he says, should I do truma? And they say, yes. They say three times, troim, troim, troim. Says the Mishnah, Torah are we showing now in the Chav Gimel base, vechipo bekatav liris. So he did the truma to the first basket, and then he covered it. Hashniya v'chiba v'katavliers. And then he covered it again with a mat of leather. Hashlish is la mechaper. But the third basket did not cover. Because once he finished the trumo, there's no chashash that he's going to take it from the third one. But the other two, lamaya mechaper, shemeishka v'itroim ha'dovar ha'torum. Maybe he'll take the money from the wrong place. He took trumo from the place where all the money was and put it into a small basket. Maybe he'll take the money again from the small basket. So he covered it to make sure he doesn't do it. Here's the Mishnah Torah that we show you L'shem Eretz Yisrael. The first truma was for the money coming from Eretz Yisrael, from the close place. Hashniya L'shem Krochim Mukofim Lo. The second truma they did for the further away places, not so close to Yerushalayim. The Hashlish L'shem Bavel L'shem Modai L'shem Medina Sarichaykas. The third one is for the people that are out of the country. So that was the third truma. If you have two piles of fruits, the Torah me'echod me'em al chaveri. He did truma from one of them to the other. Shema le'poto chaveri, doesn't he point to his friend? Meaning, even if you don't, the money is not part of the truma. Once you do truma, you're yoytze the mitzvah. So a person gave machzeh a shekel. They did truma for some of the money. Even if his money is not in the truma, you still fulfill the mitzvah. So why the household of Gamliel was so careful to give them money that the truma will be done from this money? So the more you're right, of course the yoytze. But nachas ruach ilayim shelo yekor b'miskarev el mishalayim tchilo. It was just nachas ruach for them, from the house of the nasi, that the truma was done from their money, even though, in any case, you yoytze. So the Gemara turned to Rishonim v'chulei tani shomat ezakat tavuyos nase kulum shuraim. If the covers fell off and the money all mixed up, so everything becomes shuraim and you don't do truma, you don't use any one of the money for the korbanos. So the Gemara tani shlishi siyato shiro shebikulam. The third basket had the most money or the most value. It was all the coins of gold, because the ones that came from further away, they piled them up in gold coins. So the third one was keneged chutz laretz, that was all made out of gold. Yes, you do the first truma for the ones that live in Eretz Yisrael, but it was also for all Am Yisrael, because you're doing truma also for the future. So even money did not come yet is also part of the truma. You do it for the further away cities, or the Am Yisrael, further countries, or the Shem Kol Yisrael, for Am Yisrael as well, because always you do Truma for everybody and not only for a specific location. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shkolim Daf Chof Gimel.